Few people are less sympathetic than Major League Baseball team owners, except maybe politicians. It's tempting to see the current impasse over the major leagues putting a team in Washington, D.C. as a face-off between greedy owners versus slippery politicians. Difficult to know who to cheer for. 2.5 months ago, Major League Baseball agreed to relocate the Montreal Expos to Washington and rename them the Nationals. There was a press conference with city politicians grinning under the bills of new baseball caps. But this week, some members of the city council apparently had buyer's remorse. They refused to approve the agreement by which the city would build a baseball stadium along the Anacostia River for almost $300 million unless private sources paid for at least half of it. Major League Baseball said no. That's not the deal we made that gave D.C. the team over Las Vegas, Monterey, and Portland. Unless the city council reverses its decision, or Major League Baseball agrees to this new stipulation that perhaps can't be fulfilled, Washington could lose its team before it ever takes the field. Now, I'm not one of those baseball fans who would consider that a civic tragedy. There is so much else that makes Washington Major League. But there is a real debate over the worth of Major League sports to any city. The ballpark would be built with tax dollars. But that makes it sound as if school kids would have milk cartons snatched from their hands and told, "Sorry, kid, gotta pay for that ballpark so rich lobbyists can quaff microbrews in their skyboxes." In fact, most of the money would be raised by taxes paid by those businesses that earn more than $5 million a year. They want to use baseball as an investment to encourage shops, restaurants, businesses, and housing in an area along the Anacostia River. But, of course, any investment is a speculation. City Council President Linda Kropp, who introduced the new amendment, says she finds it difficult to explain to her constituents how building a ballpark is supposed to improve their lives. Maybe an economist can say, look, you need to spend money to attract businesses, to create jobs and homeowners who will pay taxes so we can afford better public schools, police, and fire protection. But that thought doesn't fit on a bumper sticker. Politicians find it much easier to say, I oppose giving tax dollars to fat cats. Mayor Anthony Williams says the integrity of the city's word is at stake. City council members might wonder what happens if D.C. citizens begin to tell their city tax collectors, look, I know I said I'd pay my taxes, but I'd really prefer to raise the money from other private sources to be named later. We'll be right back.